Scott, could you just start by explaining what exactly tapas is? I mean, it started in Spain, but it's certainly been internationalized and expanded in all different directions. So what's tapas?
Yeah, tapas has become a generic term for small plates. You're not talking necessarily appetizers or the sort of things that you would find in an appetizer, but entree kind of dishes, but just in a smaller portion that you can just have one or two bites, maybe share two or three. And it's going to have a lower price, too.
It could be deceptively low price,
deceptively
though.
Low, yes, because you look at the small plate and you say, oh, I'm going to need a lot more of that. And you, $8 here and $8 there, and pretty soon you've got a pretty hefty bill.
Well, there are a couple of places in Central Florida where you can get fairly traditional Spanish-style tapas, right? Ceviche in downtown Orlando.
Ceviche is one of my favorites, I think, for tapas. It's about as close as you can get to the type of experience you would have in Madrid. Ceviche, and it's strange because ceviche, the name itself, the dish itself, is really kind of a South American thing. But if you overlook that, you'll find some really traditional things. You'll find the tortilla española, which is not the tortilla that most people think of. It's an egg and potato dish, like a thick omelet. And you might find some anchovy dishes. Anchovies are very common on tapas menus in Europe.
And another Spanish tapas place, Mi Tomatina in Huerta Park?
Mi Tomatina, very tiny little place with a lot of atmosphere. They have Juan Miro's on the wall.
Right.
And just a very nice little place. They specialize in paella, and I don't think you can get the paella in tapas portions, but they do have the anchovies there, and they've got ham croquettes that are really, really good. One of my favorites there.
Mine too. I just had those recently. They're
yeah.
Excellent. That's right. Now, just to prove that tapas doesn't have to be Spanish, a fairly new arrival on the Orlando restaurant scene serves what it calls Asian tapas.
Asian tapas. Hawkers Asian Street Fair. And their concept there is that it's anything that you might find on the streets of an Asian metropolis, or maybe even in just a village, that the people are making right there in little pots and then selling it. Except, you know, here they have to go by the health department laws, which is nice.
Right.
You'll find things from Vietnam. You'll find things from Thai cuisine, Singapore. And they're doing a lot of really good things there. And I don't think you can go wrong with anything that you serve. They also are doing the little banh mi.
The little subs?
Right, yeah, little Vietnamese subs. And so they're doing their own kind of little banh mi sliders, which
okay.
I really like. Have you been to Cafe Tutu Tango?
Uh-huh, yes, on International
Down
Drive.
On International Drive. That was one of the first places around here that really did the what they called tapas. And still does it, but you're going to find maybe little pizzas and maybe little American kind of dishes. So
I have to say, the only time I went there, the wait was so long that it kind of scared me off from going again. But I was just looking at their menu, and they do have such a mixture of different kinds of cuisine. I mean, they've got some Spanish items, but they also had a Cajun chicken egg roll and gator bites and chicken flautas right next to Mandarin pork dumplings. Can they manage to do all those things well?
They are in the tourist section.
Yeah, no, I know,
so
right.
They've got to have those gator bites.
No, fair enough. Everybody wants to get the gators if they come to Florida. But seriously, I mean, can they do all those different things well?
Well, that's the question. And you're going to find it just about any place that you go that has a too large menu, whether it's tapas or full entrees. They really need to narrow their menu down and focus on the things that they can do well. They're trying to please too many people, and that'll come up to get them in the end.
So if someone's never had the tapas experience, what would you say to someone who, you know, is going in for the first time? How many plates should they order? How many people should they take with them? How does it work?
Well, I would think start with two plates per person and get an array. Don't get the same thing. That's the whole experience. You don't want anybody to have the same thing. So two plates per person, and how many people you have with you, that's up to you. I think with tapas, the more the merrier, really.